After a drier than normal April, precipitation is expected to return this weekend, with rain in the forecast for Sunday and Monday. Doug Boucher with the National Weather Service in Eureka explains what we can expect.
Hey, yeah, I hope everyone enjoyed the warmer, above average temperatures that we've been experiencing here for the last week or so. Today was probably the pinnacle of the warmth. I saw 92 at Ukiah for a high temperature today, and I think there was 88 at one of the reporting stations there in Red Way, and probably even got a little warmer there in Garberville, but I don't think we do have a station there. I'll have to look at it later. But yeah, enjoy the warmth, and then tomorrow we should start to see cooling. Temperatures will drop a good 10 degrees or so. We're forecasting high 70s in southern Humboldt around Red Way and Garberville, and then mostly the low to mid 80s elsewhere and across the interior, the warmer interior valleys. And out here at the coast, we should still see some sunshine in most everywhere else. And then we have a system that starts to impact our area with the chances of rain on Sunday, and temperatures in the interior will cool down pretty substantially. We'll see mostly highs, you know, in the 60s across many of the places that had high 80s and low 90s. For example, we're forecasting 63 on Sunday at Garberville and only 68 at Ukiah. And then Monday, it's forecast to cool down even more with the high temperatures. Oh, geez, barely making 60, 58 there at Garberville, and 61 at Willow Creek, and 61 at Ukiah. And of course, with that is going to be rain.
The meteorologist says communities along the north coast, including Eureka and Willow Creek, could see a tenth of an inch or more of rain.
Somewhat unusual for this time of year. You know, it looks as though the rain will be mostly, you know, in the late afternoon into the evening hours, at least the first signs of first drops of rain, and then most of the rain we think is going to happen between just after midnight into the morning hours on Monday, and then it should start to wind down through the day and evening there on Monday. So yeah, kind of really unusual.
He added that the King Range could receive an inch or more, depending on localized conditions.
But it will make everything wet. And the precipitation should start to wind down as we get into Tuesday, but I think temperatures won't recover a whole lot. And so we're looking at high temperatures on Tuesday, still, you know, start to come back up a little with highs in the warmer spots in the mid-60s to the upper 60s. And then overnight lows, you know, mostly in the 40s. I would think after that amount of rain, there's going to be a lot of low-level moisture trapped in the valley, so we'll probably see some fog and low clouds, and it'll keep temperatures from really cooling down at night. But we should, you know, there are a few locations that might clear out, and there could be a potential for frost.
The rain is expected to last between 24 and 48 hours before tapering off and returning to a more typical seasonal pattern.
Upshot is that the rest of the week, right now, is looking dry, and temperatures should slowly recover as we head into, you know, the mid portion of next week, i.e. May 15th through the 16th and 17th, and not looking like anything too major as far as the warming trend goes, but closer to normal with highs in the mid 70s to the lower 80s.
For an up-to-the-minute weather forecast, you can visit weather.gov/EKA.